Welcome to Raw Talk with Ikey Raw. This is the Free Agency Frenzy episode. I'm joined by Isaiah Thomas, founder of the Thomas Group. Welcome back, bro.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. What a crazy, crazy July 2nd.
Man, crazy ain't the word. Crazy ain't the word.
Yeah, man.
First of all, let's get into it. The biggest signing, as we all know, is LeBron James going to the Lakers. There's a whole lot of things that, you know, I want you to kind of touch on, you know, as far as Paul George going back to OKC, Chris Paul signing back to Houston. So, I mean, I know LeBron stuck out. So let's get into that.
So, yeah, so the whole time I'm thinking LeBron's going to sign with LA. And then I see Chris Paul re-sign with Houston. I see Paul George re-sign. And I think, oh, well, maybe he's not going to LA because, you know, you won't have the personnel to actually compete for a championship without that headline player. And then, yeah, he goes to L.A. So, I mean, a lot of things cross my mind. Number one, I definitely think, you know, as a competitor, for those of us who had a problem with LeBron going to Miami when he did, the way he did, and you could definitely put me on that list, I think the way he's going to L.A. now at this stage of his career really shows his confidence in the work and the what he's done as far as his legacy and his ability to finish his career at the top, despite how competitive the league is and despite how bad that Laker roster is. As a Sixers fan, of course, I'm disappointed. But as, you know, pure basketball analyst, I think he's making a mistake. I understand he's going out there for the lifestyle. I get that his son is also playing high school ball out there. But, you know, the things that makes his legacy strong, I think will all be tarnished unless they get a premier all-star to play with him this season.
Okay, so let's get into that. So, you know, speculation, rumors, you know, everything about Kawhi Leonard. So Kawhi Leonard is, you know, possibly could be traded to the Lakers. They're saying that the Spurs are asking for, you know, a bunch of young talent, you know, and some picks. It was rumored that the Sixers said Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons were off limits, as well as Markelle Fultz. I don't know why Markelle Fultz is off limits, but I agree with you. The thing is, they saying Kawhi Leonard will be an unrestricted free agent next season, so let's just wait for Kawhi next year. So they saying LeBron, you know, signed, you know, a bunch of players look like they're doing. They signed JaVale McGee to a 1-year deal, Lance Stephenson. So it looks like if they can't get Kawhi, they're going to try to get some nice veterans to fit around LeBron. And you think that'll work?
Actually, I don't. I mean, if you look at the way the West is built, right? So first and foremost, at the top, you have the Warriors, and there's no way, even if he gets DeMarcus Cousins. He would need DeMarcus Cousins and Kawhi Leonard to be able to compete with the Warriors this year. And I don't see that happening. And so when you look at that, that's issue number one is the Warriors. Then, of course, the Rockets stay intact. That's hurdle number two. And then I think after that, you got a long list of teams who've already built that chemistry that also have premier players in this NBA. For example, if DeMarcus Cousins resigns with the Pelicans, if he's healthy, that's a very dangerous team. With Rondo a part of it, I like Rondo a part of it because of the floor general he is and how he thinks the game through, an improved Drew Holiday, draft the local kid, and Tony Carr. Hopefully he makes that roster. I like the Pelicans. I also like Utah. Utah is a team that put OKC out. And OKC, again, signs Paul George, and now they feel like they have more chemistry. And after all that, you still got to consider the fact that the Portland Trailblazers finished third in the West. The Dallas Mavericks improved significantly, as well as the Denver Nuggets. And I'm not saying all these teams are going to be better than the Lakers, but this is the competition you're going to have to play night in and night out. And so for a guy like LeBron at this stage of his career, I would have thought he would go somewhere where he would have less wear and tear on his body. And he's decided to go somewhere where it's going to put even more wear and tear on his body.
One team I noticed you didn't mention was the San Antonio Spurs.
Well,
let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What do you think about the departure of Trevor Ariza from the Houston Rockets? Do you think that'll hurt them, or you think they'll sign somebody and can recover?
I think it does hurt them slightly, but I think with the emergence of PJ Tucker and when you look at the type of three-point shooting team that they are, I don't think it hurts them to the point where as though they changed who they were last year. With that being said, as far as the Spurs, we just don't know who they are until the Kawhi decision gets finalized. If you know anything about Pop, he's not going to let anybody bully them. him into doing what he doesn't want to do. And, you know, what I think Kawhi is pulling right now is a real coward move, me personally. The man to go to L.A. the way he's doing it. Clearly, he knew LeBron wants to go there, so he's begging for a Robin role with one of the premier players in the league. And, you know, it's similar to what we're seeing as far as the trends in today's style of players, which I think all started when LeBron chose to team up with D-Wade. And then you see Durant go to Golden State after Golden State eliminate him. Now you see Kawhi basically demand to play with LeBron James. And, you know, again, there was a time when these guys would want to compete against one another to be able to show who's the greatest. And what we're seeing, I think, in my opinion, is just some of that competitive edge being taken away and being replaced with business and lifestyle decisions.
Yeah, that's been the talk of, you know, this age of basketball, where you see a lot of these guys, you know, they play AAU ball together. I mean, they've been friends since fifth grade, sixth grade. They work out together in the offseason. You know, just like you said, back in the day, Michael Jordan, you know, unfortunately, we haven't, you know, seen Michael Jordan, you know, be able to be a free agent until, you know, he was, you know, in his prime, you know, past, well, I'm not going to say past his prime, but when he started signing them $30 million deals, $33 million deals to stay with the Bulls, that was after the first three-peat, you know what I'm saying? So we never had speculation of where's Michael Jordan going to go, where's Charles Barkley going to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just didn't happen back in the day. Now you have to wait for LeBron. Now, as you can see, where LeBron signs, that's where everybody wants to go. Now, Tyreek Evans is rumored to, you know, possibly sign with the Los Angeles Lakers because of LeBron.
And I honestly think that's a good thing for players to be able to have that freedom and that ability to bargain and negotiate. You know, absolutely. I'm not taking away that part. You know, I'm always for the rights of the employee. I'm just saying that we're seeing the impact of competitive edge. I think guys can choose to go and play where they want to play, but let's be honest, we know right now who's going to win a championship next year, barring injury. And the decisions that's been made in free agency has put us in a position for that to be the case. And so for us as basketball fans, it's not that we're saying we want these guys to stay home or not be able to have the freedom to where they want to go. We're just saying that we see business and lifestyle decisions trumping basketball decisions, and now we're about to go through another season where people are going to pretend that they don't know the Warriors is going to win the championship. In all actuality, the Warriors are going to win a championship, barring injury. No one has put together a roster, and I don't see how anyone can put together a roster that's going to actually be able to compete with them in a seven-game series.
Even if Kawhi and LeBron team up with the Lakers and they sign Boogie, and, you know, they're saying Boogie.
That's the only way possible, and I don't see that happening. I don't see Greg Popovich being a part of the Lake Show. You know, I don't see him. Why would he want to play Kawhi Leonard for the next 4 years, 5 years with LeBron? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's setting his franchise up for failure. And I agree with him. Look, if you're going to get to L.A., it's not going to be through us. Like, you're going to have to find another means there. And if you decide to sit out the whole season, you know, there should be some type of punishment for that for him. He shouldn't just be able – he's under contract. You know, that's not – I don't think that's right. You know, you're under contract. You had an agreement. You can't now decide that you don't want to be a part of that agreement. And if they're looking to trade you to another team, you should be able to respect the rights of the contract that you signed and go out there and play for that team for a year the way Paul George did.
Yeah, I think he's trying to pull a Paul George when Paul George was in Indiana when he said, I'm going to sign with L.A., I won't sign with you guys next year. Paul George was traded to OKC, but, you know, he ended up signing back with OKC. So,
I mean, but Paul George never threatened to sit out the season.
No, not at all. No, I mean,
Kawhi has done that.
Well, I haven't heard him say that. I mean, we heard people say that, you know, he might do that. I haven't heard.
Well, don't you think it's easy to believe that when he just sat out last season?
Yeah, well.
We're talking about a guy who just sat out last season.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the end of the day, last season, he was definitely out of pocket because, you know, if he was healthy enough to play, he should have played. You know what I'm saying? But then, as you know, popping them, put him out for the rest of the year. They said in March, he's not going to play for the rest of the year. He wanted to play. He was saying he could play. Pop said you got to ask his doctor. So if he sits out a whole year and he's healthy, they just said he's healthy. I haven't heard him say I'm going to sit out. Yeah, he did wrong, and there definitely should be repercussions for that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
the man just paid $18 million for playing 9 games.
And that makes it hard for teams like us as the Sixers to go ahead and take a risk and, you know, trade assets for a guy who's threatening not to play. Like, you know, we already been through the Biden situation. And how that took our franchise from one direction in a complete different one. You know, one wrong trade at the wrong time can mess up the entire process that we created.
That started the process.
You know, I wouldn't want to see that. Yeah.
That started the process.
I wouldn't want to see it. Right. I wouldn't want to see that again.
Well, we're going to get out of here, man. I appreciate you for stopping by once again. NBA free agency, if you didn't know, now you know. It started July 1st, 12:01. Magic Johnson was at the doorsteps of LeBron James. Talked to LeBron James for 3 hours, convinced LeBron James to bring his talents to L.A. So, you know, we're going to see what happens with Kawhi. We're going to see what happens with Boogie Cousins. They're saying Boogie won't be healthy until probably after the All-Star break. So, you know, we'll see. We still got a lot going on. So, Isaiah, yeah, next big signing, we're going to bring him back. So, let the people know what's going on with you, where you at, and everything like that.
Sure. So, you can follow me on Twitter at Candidate Thomas, and on Facebook is Isaiah Thomas, the number 4, Philly. Isaiah spelled I-S-A-I-A-H, Thomas, the number 4, in Philly. And on Facebook, again, it's Isaiah Thomas, I-S-A-I-A-H.
That's right, Candidate Thomas. Make sure y'all follow Candidate Thomas, find out what's going on with him. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast on Anchor, Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Follow Ike Raw on Twitter at IkeRaw1977, social media, Facebook, Instagram, at North Philly Ike Raw. Until next time, this has been Raw Talk with Ike Raw, special guest Isaiah Thomas.